101 Hard Rockin'. The Grease Man here with the compilation of Shriekery. A lot of people send in suggestions. That's all right if you want to do that. If you want to write in for a favorite bit that you've heard from years gone by, and you just want to hear it again or want me to do it on the Friday night show, feel free to send in your suggestion with a little bit about the bit so I can remember it. That's another problem. Say, hey, remember that bit? You got to remember a little bit about it so that I can refresh my memory and I'll do it again for you. But no writing in about those Clinton stories, please. I decided that they just don't fit there, that people are taking them the wrong way. I mean, Clint Eastwood is a manly man. I mean, you tell him in the face that he might be a little funny, huh? You walk up to Clint Eastwood and you tell him that. And by the same token, you walk up to me, huh? You come here, come here. You tell me that I might get a little funny. You dare to question the veracity of my wrists. That's why I don't do them anymore. I mean, why go through the hassle of people saying, Greasy, you really like it? I mean, come on. Excuse me while I stick a couple of fingers down my throat. But if I got a knock on the head, it set my libido off. Who knows? I might be hopping around in the tutu singing something like this to Clinton.
It had to be you. It had to be you. No other guy. You make me so high. It had to be you. Oh, how I feel when you make me squeal. And when we make love, need stars above. It's just unreal. It just had to be you. It had to be you. I'll shout round the town. You go where it's brown. It had to be you. So Clinton, please lock up the door. While I drop down on all fours, it had to be you, it had to be you, it had to be you. Why do that, that, that? Clinton, I think we ought to take up jogging.
I don't run, punk.
No, I mean, you gotta be aerobically sound. I mean, suppose you're chasing a bad guy, you have to run him down the street.
I let Smith and Wesson do the running for me, punk.
Oh, come on, Clinton. I mean, all you do is you get out on duty all day long and you sit on your butt in that squad car. You eat chili dogs for lunch. I mean, you're like a cardiac case just waiting to happen. I think if we get out, we do some jogging. We can jog together with our Walkmans. Our Walkmans on, Clinton. Or we can just run. You know, maybe we can, even skipping is good for you. You know, we can hold hands and skip.
I ain't running. I ain't skipping.
Oh, yeah? Okay, well, then I ain't putting out. How do you like that? Something we can do together, Clinton. I think we should. I'm not going to hear another word about it, Jimmy. I am not going to hear another word about it. Come on! We're going to the store.
All right, but let my hand go.
Come on, Jimmy. We're going to the store. Let's do it. You and me.
Later that day.
Hi, could you tell me where the aerobic wear is?
I want a pair of kids, punk.
Oh, Clinton, no one wears kids anymore, for crying out loud.
What about Pia Flyer?
No, you can't have a pair of Pia Flyers, Clinton, for crying out loud. We need the happening sneakers of today, not the sneakers we wore when we were kids, for crying out loud. Let's see. Ah, here they are. Footwear. Jogging, jogging, jogging. Now, let me see. Jeez, look at this whole stack here. Well, let me bend down and see what we got. Let's see. We got some Reebok. We got some Converse. We got Nike.